This is Family Worship Experience International, a place of worship, word, and intimacy. Join us as we take a walk into the life-changing Word of God with Apostle Jonathan Shekwonya.
Lord, that's our commitment to you, that we will seek you from everlasting to everlasting. We love you dearly. Tonight, speak to us through your word. Let no one live the same. Thank you, precious Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you just be seated in this atmosphere? God bless you, and you're welcome this evening. The book of Isaiah 40. Something very simple, but for the mature tonight. And I want your heart to be open. This says our year of soaring and multiplied results, and already we've been having testimonies of God's faithfulness. And one of our anchor scripture for the year is Isaiah 40. I just want to take 2 weeks to talk to us on that and trust that the Lord bless us from that scripture. They that wait, part one. They that wait. They that wait. Let's change the key. Even if you slay me, or seems to delay me, I will never let go. I will never let go. Has anybody gone through stuffs in this life? Even if you slay me. Or as I talk right now, you're going through certain things in your life. It looks like the Lord is intentionally keeping you. I will never let go. I will never let go. Even if you slay me,
even if you slay me,
think about what you are saying to him.
Or seems to delay me,
I will never let go.
I will
never let go. You know, songs like this are not for children. Believe me, you can think it's cheap to wait for God, but one of the hardest things to do is to wait for God. One time I was talking to a young man and I told him, by the grace of God, and he told me, no, Apostle, please don't use that word, because the grace of God can take a while. Don't use the grace of God, because the grace of God can stretch men. If you say it will happen by the grace, it means there's a tendency it might not even happen now. So he said, don't use that word. Command it to happen now. Don't say by the grace. And I could understand his pain, because if you have been through this school of the Spirit, you realize that it's not just sufficient for you to have plans for yourself. You can even have plans and put a date to it. And when that day is approaching, the Lord stretches it. Has that happened to anybody? Not a product of demonic manipulation. I want you to just listen carefully tonight. I just want to talk to us and we pray. Not because demons are the one delaying it, not because the witches are delaying it, but that this is part of the curriculum for your training. It's part of the outline for your training. Lord, I want this to happen now. And we understand when delays are happening as a result of demonic manipulation. That's why we have miracle services. You were here last week. It takes just one miracle service. It takes one retreat. It takes prayer and fasting and all of those things to handle demonic manipulation. But listen, when God is the orchestrator of delays in your life, no prayer handles it. If God becomes the orchestrator, all you have to do is to pray for grace to comply with the process. Because when delays are caused by God, listen, it's an attempt to equip you and prepare you for the things he said to commit into your hand. I will say it again. when God is the orchestrator of delays in your life, it's not punishment, it's not wickedness, it's an attempt by God to equip you, to prepare you for the things he said to commit into your hand. This will amaze you to know that many people asking for various allocations in the spirit are not even prepared for such. They are asking God for all kinds of things. Lord, allocate this dimension to me. Lord, allocate this realm to me. Lord, give me this and that and that. It's not like God cannot give it. It's not like God cannot do it. But most of the times, what God does is that he checks your capacity. He wants to see how much you are prepared. He wants to see how much you are equipped. He wants to see your level in the spirit. There are certain breakthroughs that God can give you now, and you will leave the church. Right now, you think you are prepared for it, but there are certain dimensions of grace. This thing you call the anointing, you call grace. There are a lot of us asking God, Lord, I need your glory. I need your anointing. If you can anoint me, Lord, I will do this, I will do that. And God is folding his hands. He has heard the prayer. He's not releasing it now. It's not tied to his insufficiency. He's not releasing it now. It's tied to your inadequacy to manage it. You are not yet ready. You are not yet built to manage the estate you are looking for from God. So God can intentionally keep men. He can keep men. And if God has kept you before for a while, say amen. Lord, I want this, I want that. And in your place of prayer, the amazing part is that he can even give you confirmations. And the problem with that is we have to learn to understand the way God works. Your God is a prophetic God. I think I've said this again and again. God can show you a thing that is going to happen in 2 years, but he will reveal it to you as though it's something that is supposed to happen now. And when you don't have this understanding, you can start running when you are not even prepared. Hallelujah. So God can keep men. And it's very important for you to know this. Because our world right now has been configured. Believe what I'm telling you. Our generation has been configured to put people under pressure. Is that true? This world we live in has been programmed. It has been programmed to put people under pressure, especially young people. Especially young people. So you can see your mate who is already married. Not even your mate. Maybe you are even older than the person. This person was in primary 4 while you were in just 1. Now you meet the person and the person shake you. And then you see ring in your hand. You say, ah, what happened to you? He said, I'm married. He said, my God, married? And I'm here? And watch this. You can now go back home to show you how unprepared, how unequipped you are. You can go back home and begin to cry about it. Lord, why me? Simply because you saw someone who has something you are praying for. You can go and start crying. Or maybe you are a man of God like me. Then you see somebody you trained 3, 4, 5 years back. You stumble into an environment and the person is doing a massive work for God. And you look at yourself and say, my God, I was the one that trained you. Why is my life like this? That your name come first does not mean you're going to take first. How many of you were in primary school where they call report card something? The person that comes first might even be the last in the attendance sheet or the report card sheet. Is that true? But eventually when they are calling result, he's the first person they call. For many of you, it's not like God has forgotten you. I'm bringing a word for some of you tonight because I feel in my spirit when the Lord asked me to share this, I knew in my spirit that there could be a lot of people who this season for you is like a very tough season. It looks like God has intentionally closed his eyes and is watching you. And this could be true about your experience. So you can come out and laugh with everybody and dance. But when you get back home, only you and God knows the kind of tears. Only you and God knows the kind of tears. But cheer up. If God overstretched you, it's because the blessing will beautify you. Believe what I'm telling you. And watch the song the worship team were singing. I done my waiting. on you, Lord. When we sing song like this, don't join first until you are sure of what you are saying. Huh? Please take the keyboard down. One time I was singing this, I think it was Barrister here, some 2-3 years back. He sat down somewhere and he said, Lord, me, I mind. I don't mind waiting. Lord, me, I mind. Don't overstretch me. Don't overdelay me. But listen, if you must be great in this kingdom, that season is for everybody. Everybody will go through that season of stretching. And this is why it's very important for you to comply with spiritual dealings on time. I will say it again. It's very important for you to comply with spiritual dealings on time. If God is training you through a season and you withdraw, what you are telling him is postpone it and bring it next year. Because it will never lift. It will never lift. It's almost like the call of God over a territory or a family. Do you know that if your father was supposed to be a pastor and he didn't respond to that call, listen carefully, that mantle doesn't leave that family. That call doesn't leave that family. It will hang around that family and look for any son that will be serious or any daughter. And if all the children grow up and nobody is willing, that mantle hangs around waiting for a grandchild. It doesn't lift. It doesn't lift. That's why you can see a man, a pastor, then down to his great-grand-grandchildren, pastors. Why is it happening like that? It is usually transferred. You see it? This is exactly true about the dealings of God. If God is training you through a season now, and you feel God is punishing you, and watch this, I will show you scriptures. Men can fight their way to the top, even when God is not involved. This is amazing. People can fight their way against the will of God. So jumping a class in the school of the spirit does not mean you've graduated. It means you have a carryover. It simply means you have a carryover. So whatever you're going through now, if it is demonic manipulation, of course the anointing of God will handle it. But if it is God taking you through process, my prayer for you is that may you not jump that class until God is done with you. There are seasons like that. So never accept the pressure our world is putting on us. Pressure of marriage, pressure of finance. Now you are 35. You are the firstborn in the family. Everybody that is younger than you is already established and doing things, and you are the one struggling and walking around, and it's looking like, oh God, why am I here? Cheer up. When God trains men, he doesn't abandon them at the end. He doesn't. So never be under pressure. Never. Can we see that scripture, our text? And you know one thing about God is that no matter how in haste you are, you can never put God under pressure. No matter how you think this is urgent, there is this hastiness, you can never put God under pressure. The Bible says, for he makes all things beautiful when? In your time? In his time. He makes everything beautiful in his time. Not your time. Not your time. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40. Can we have it from verse 29? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint. These guys think they are smart. And remember Proverbs, the Bible said the glory of the young man is his strength, right? Then he said, even those young men, that young man, that youth can faint and be weary. This looks true about the Nigerian situation. Look at the way young people are struggling. They are tired and frustrated all around. Things are not working. Applying for jobs here and there. Applying for admission. Even the system of our government right now is designed to put people under pressure. That you graduated first does not mean you get the job first. Is that true? That's the situation right now. Right now. So you can be weary. You can even faint. He said, young men will utterly fall in spite of the strength. A point where you sit down and run, you are crying, Lord, me, I'm tired. I'm not doing this thing again. Lord, if you don't show up, just take my life. And you know those kind of prayer, God doesn't answer it. How many of you have prayed that God should take your life before? And you're still sitting down looking at me. How many of you have prayed that prayer? No, you won't raise your hand now, but you know you prayed it. If you have not prayed it, you will soon pray it all. Because watch this. It's not a prophecy. You will pray it. It's a season God will take everybody through. Oh, oh. If you see somebody smiling today, ask him a story of yesterday. There is certainly a story. You won't lie to me. That's why for me, I'm not even quick to envy great people. No, 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 no. When I see a man great, I know that somehow there is a scar behind him. You might not show me the scar, but I know there is something. In this kingdom, nothing just happened. No, 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 no. Nothing just happened. So a lot of you have gone through that season. Some are going through now. Where you sit down and say, Lord, I don't want to see tomorrow as I sleep, take my life. And God is saying, you are joking. You will wake up the first person to wake up tomorrow. Only for you, 5 a.m., you are the one God wakes up and says, all right, wake everybody for morning devotion. He said, Lord, I thought I would be dead by now. He said, dead? Dead? That's what it means to fall and to faint, to be weary. Hallelujah. And you know that no matter how much you think you want to die, you really don't want to die. Do you know that? That no matter how much you think you want to die. For many of us, we are like Elijah. Lord, kill me. I'm the only prophet left. Kill me. Kill me. Have you read that in your Bible? Then they sent him a notice that Jezebel is coming. What did he do? The Bible said he took off. Took off. Do you want to die? If you want to die, wait now. Somebody's coming to help you. You say you want to die. Somebody's coming to help and you're running. A lot of us are like that. So he said, a young man shall be weary. Tired. But watch the next verse. But they that wait upon the Lord. You are looking tired, but wait. They that wait upon the Lord. Not they that out of that frustration try to figure out their ways and make things happen by force. No, 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 no. Try to bribe your way through. No, 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 no. They that wait. Because you can choose not to wait. Is that true? He said they, not everybody is waiting. They that wait. That strength he's going to give is reserved for they that wait. It's not for everybody. He said he giveth power to the faint. He increases strength. It's not for everybody. It's for the people that wait. He said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Then they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run. They shall walk. They shall soar. We'll talk about this next week. They that wait. So even if you slay me, or seems to delay me, provided it's you, I will never let go. I will never let go. Even if you slay me, even if you slay me, or seems to delay me, I will never let go. I will never let go. I will never let go. I used to think I could handle everything and I was prepared for everything until I started growing gradually. Let me tell you something. Right now, at this little level I am, little, I now know and I now understand that if God had brought me here, where I am now, 2 years back, I would have died. I'm being honest. If 2 years back, God had brought me where I am now, I'm very convinced that something would have happened. So if God is delaying and keeping you, let me tell you something. We'll talk about it, but take out time to build capacity. Tell somebody capacity. God never give people things according to their prayer point. Many of you are more prayerful than your neighbor sitting close to you, but he has more money in his pocket than you. Why? No, why? God never give people things according to their prayer point. He give people things according to their capacity. And he gave to one 5 talents, to another how many? To another how many? And the Bible says, according to their what? Several ability. The word ability means capacity. The ability to manage. To tell you how the man that received one was not even prepared. The Bible said they gave him only one. Look at how stupid the man was. He went and dug a hole and buried it. And I'm even thinking he was more serious than many of us these days.
there are a lot of us that God will give one. Look at what you do. You go and squander it. Master will come back and not even meet anything. You will properly squander everything. It's like giving you 1 million naira. You take 1 million, start business. You take 2 million, you take 5 million. And then the other one will take 1 million. Why will God give me 1 million? You will go and sit down with your friends and say, 1 million is not good to start a business in Nigeria. The Nigerian situation, 1 million cannot do anything. So let's wine and dine. For many, that's what they will do. To tell you how unprepared he was, the Bible says he got one and was not even accountable. Meaning if he had gotten five, he would still do nothing about it. Yeah. So what does it mean to wait upon the Lord? Let me discuss this with us briefly and then we'll pray. What does it mean to wait upon the Lord? Number one, it means to be patient with the process that bet greatness and success. To be patient with the process that gives birth to greatness and success. There is a process, believe me. Greatness and success is not cheap. It's never cheap. And it doesn't come on a platter of gold. No way. You want to be successful in this life? Then look for one successful person and ask him how he got there. There is a process for it. There is. So your ability to be patient with that process. Lord, take me through. If I need to cross 7 rivers, let me not cross 3 and stop. Let me pass through it. I want to go through all the process. If you are patient enough, then it's a sign you are waiting. That's one of the meaning. Patient with the process. There are a lot of people who are never patient. Even the way they talk, you can sense impatience. The way they talk, you can sense pressure. They want it now. Lord, do it now or not later. I don't want anything. I don't want to hear anything. Do it for me now. There are a lot of people, they are born again. They are tongue talking, but they lack patience. They lack patience. They lack it. I've cultured myself that nobody can even put me under pressure. When it's your time, please shine. When it's my time, you can't stop me. Is that true? And when my time has not come, I can't do anything about it. All I have to do is to sit and prepare. Watch this. If it's your time today, you won't always be at the top. Is that true? When people get job, don't they retire? Just be patient until you get there. Listen, everybody will get married. Is that true? And as far as I'm concerned, in this place, everybody will drive a car. Yeah. What's the car? You see it? Everybody will build a house. Yeah. And watch this. Everybody will help somebody financially. Yeah. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. So if God is taking you through process now, and let me tell you something. Do you know that to give is not easy? No, think about it. I've been a giver and I give almost every day of my life. But watch this. There are times you have need and you have to close your eyes to your own need and give to others. If God wants you to be a kingdom financier, he wants you to be a blessing to people. Listen, he will so culture you. There are times it's your last. God will say, package it. Give to your neighbor, not even a pastor. Give to your friend, the person in your department, the person next door neighbor. And you say, Lord, how about why? This is the last I have. God is saying that's exactly the requirement. It's not like I want to empty your account. It's because I want to kill greed. This appetite for money. I'm taking you through process. This process must be complete. It must be complete. You can choose to withdraw and say, Lord, I'm not giving anything. I'm not doing anything. That's not a problem. It's just that you will be in that class for years and never graduate. Because listen, no man has the ability to give another greatness. It only comes from God. A man can help you, he can never make you great. A man can help you, but can never make you a success. It takes God to give it. They that wait upon the Lord, it means they that are patient with the process. Patient with the process. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I'm patient. Say it again, I'm patient.
And you know that's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Is that true? Patience. Lord, I sit and wait. Take me through it. And do you know that this is one of the reasons, or this is one of the things responsible for people going into diabolic things? Is that true? Yeah. Even pastors, even men of God. Maybe the guy started out, this is 7 years, 8 years, nothing is happening. He has prayed his life. And watch this. This is not even a minister's conference, but watch this. Do you know that if you pray for a dimension, it doesn't take God anything to give it to you? If you ever pray for a dimension in the spirit and don't see it, let me tell you why. You are not yet ready to handle it. No, it's simple. The Bible says he has given you all things that pertains to what? To life and godliness. So if you ever pray and don't see it, it's not because he can't give. It's not because he has not given. Listen, God only activates the things he has given you already. Some of you don't understand now. I shall come. This guy already, if God has an assignment over him to touch people with the healing power of God, that anointing has been resident in him. All the prayer he's praying is not really for more anointing. Let me tell you, all the prayer he's praying is for God to activate those things. They are already seated in him. So to the degree of his maturity, to the degree of the capacity he has built, God will just come and activate it and increase it. It's not like the anointing, your prayer don't make God more powerful. It only makes you more prepared to handle what God is giving. That you fasted 21 days does not mean God will become more powerful. No. So the day this young man becomes ready, where God can anoint him, watch this, anoint him to heal the blind, the cripple, and the deaf, and he still is humble, walking in grace and humility, that day God will release it to him. And watch, the reason God waits that long is because he wants to be sure that what he's giving you is secured and safe. There are a lot of people God can bless and the blessings are not safe. There are a lot of people God can give finances and the finances is not safe. God cannot be, his mind cannot be at rest that the blessing is with you. Process. Please allow him to go back to his seat. Help me. Process. Patient with the process. I refuse to be under pressure. I refuse. They that wait upon the Lord. He said they shall renew their strength. So number one, it means patient. Can we have one scripture on this? The book of James. James 1:2. James, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. And then verse 4. But let patience have her free course in you, her perfect work, that ye might be perfect, complete, wanting nothing. Can we have it from the message? Is it possible? Do you have the message? I love the way he put it. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. You see it? This was the line I wanted everybody to see. This is exactly what's happening to a lot of people. They are attempting to run out of dimensions, run out of everything. He said, don't try it. Not because you can't make it work. No. You can make it work without God. You can get out completely and successfully. But then he won. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work. So you become mature, well-developed capacity. Well-developed. Not deficient in any way. Not deficient. Listen. Don't wait to arrive to deal with the things God is showing you about your life now. Allow God to deal with them right now. Right now. There are a lot of us, your problem is not even ladies. You are sound in that area. Your problem is that you lie. And God will want to deal with it now. If you refuse him dealing with it now, listen, you honestly can maneuver your way and become great. But it's just that one day you will embarrass yourself in the public. So even at that height of greatness, you will stand and blow one lie. And at the end, they found out that this guy was just lying. You see it? patient with the process. Patient. Number two, what does it mean to wait upon the Lord? This is amazing now. Willing to look stupid before men for a moment. That's one of it. Willing to look stupid before men for a moment, for a season, for a period, is one of the meaning of waiting upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. While others are making progress, your friends will bring you suggestion. Why are you still here? Why are you still here? Why not do this and that and that, and you have it now? And God is saying, wait. So you sit down. At that point, some of your friends might think you are out of your mind. You are smart. We know you. We know you can do this and do that and do that. And then you know within you that the Lord is asking you to wait. At that moment, you attempt a stupid person. So you must be willing to look stupid for a moment. It could be, let me keep using examples of ministry. Maybe your friends come and tell you, oh boy, me, I've started though. What are you doing here? Go and start something. And you know that the Lord is telling you it's not time. You can, out of that pressure, run to start up something. You see it? Refusal to start it at that point may make you look like you are stupid. You don't even know what you are doing. Or maybe a dear lady, there is a man that is wanting to marry you, but you know that marrying this man means your purpose and your everything in life has crashed. But because there is pressure, your friends are saying, just marry, Jerry. What are we doing in this generation? Just get married. If you are not married, now people look down on you. All kinds of things. Refusal will make you look like a stupid person. But it's just for a moment. They that wait, it means you are ready for a moment to be termed a stupid person. And I know a lot of us, and it could even be your family, putting pressure on you either to do a thing or to withdraw from something you know God is asking you to. And at that point you are wondering, Lord, what do I do? If I refuse it now, my father would call me in the morning devotion and say, everybody come, sit down. He said, you are my son, but the way you are behaving these days, I don't understand you. Are you stupid? Every day, church, every day, this and that and that. When will you grow up? Look around and see your mate. Everybody is doing this and doing that. And at that point, it looks like you are failing. Am I preaching somebody's life? You will go through that season, certainly. 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 But Lord, I choose to wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. Oh, we wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you, Lord, we wait on you. One more time, we wait on you, we wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you, we wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. Hallelujah. Willing to look stupid for a moment. Let me share my testimony with you. When I graduated, I think I've shared this with the workers or something. I was mobilized for law school. I was supposed to go to law school. I went to the board and I saw my name. I was so excited, so happy. It was right there and then on that board. The Lord told me I'm not going to law school. I think I've shared it again and again. Right there and then. Tears gathered in my eyes while I stood there seeing my name. I think I was with a classmate. the Lord told me you are not going. And I said, Lord, Abba, let me just go. At least if I graduate, if you now write my name, Apostle Jonathan Shekwanya, then under you write E Square. Do you understand? Let it be fully complete. I wanted it. I liked it. But the Lord said, you are not going. And that was the same period Family Worship Massacre started, when my mates were going for law school. When they graduated, I remember many of them were doing call to Bible barrister, of course, doing. And then I remember going back to my room. I told the Lord, so what have I gained now? This 1 year. My people have graduated. They are now full lawyers. Me, I'm still here. So Lord, what? And that period, Family Worship Massacre was like 150 people, 1 year. And the Lord told me, do you think the souls of 150 people is cheap? That was what I heard. And I said, Lord, I'm very sorry. I will never bring up this issue again. I will never bring it up again. And I didn't even collect my result until this year, February. That was almost like 3.5 years after graduation. That's when I went and started clearance. In fact, I remember sending somebody to go and do clearance and bring my result. The person went, they said, who is this person? 3 years and 6 months. Never came for result. What's wrong with him? In fact, we won't sign this thing. Until the person come, they were shouting. And the person called me and said they refused to sign. When I arrived, they said, sir, are you the one? I was from the place of prayer. I was carrying something. So, are you the one? And we never saw with the person. They've changed the dean, changed everything. Say, we didn't know. In fact, please, sir, sit down. Do you care for water? I said, which water? Sign this thing and let me get out of this place. The person that went to bring the file, I mean, life story. The person that went, his hands were shaking. Who went to look for my file? He came into the office and was trying to. Then the person said, no, you don't have to open it. Everything is complete inside. And to be very honest, many things were not complete. I don't think I was really a very serious student. One of my receipts was not inside. And without that one receipt, I paid school fees actually, but I don't know where I kept it. Some of the course forms were inside, and those were sufficient to make them. He said, no, everything is complete. Just sign. Then they signed, I walked out. Then the person told me, sir, what did you bring into this place? He said, I carry his presence everywhere. Who am I? Your mind is so full of me. More time I hold. You see? So, and finally, guess what? The person that brought my result was not even the person I sent to clearance. It was a staff in Faculty of Law that followed to our meeting and brought the result on Friday. And said, sir, I was the one that now completed the clearance. Here's your result. That's how he finally came. I collected the result. I think it still dropped somewhere behind my chair. I said, Lord, let it be here. I'm giving up this result. I might be termed a fool. In fact, I remember there was a time some pastors called me. He said, we know something is wrong with you. You are doing children ministry. You don't want to go to law school. This and that and that and that. You must, at some point, if God is training you, you will look stupid before men. No, you will come to that point. But look at the things God is doing with us right now. And this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. For many of you, you've gotten jobs. You got the job. And then they told you, for this job, you won't have time on Sunday. All through, you are working all through. And then while you were standing there, you heard the voice of the Lord telling you, this job is not for you. You see it? And withdrawing from that job was very difficult. Because it will take you completely away from God. You see it? So you withdrew. Maybe one of your men look at you and say, are you a stupid person? Must you go to church? Can't you listen to audio messages and this and that and that? Momentarily, you will look stupid when God is training you. Momentarily, help the person at the back. Momentarily. Hallelujah. And for me, this is the life of someone. God is just working on you. He's building. He's working. He's working. If they called you a stupid and a foolish boy, stupid girl, this lady doesn't know what she's doing, it might be painful. And watch this. It's only painful because of the mouth that thing is coming from. It could be somebody you never expect can talk to you like that. And here is the person insulting you like that. Watch this. You can enter your room and cry for a moment. It's part of it. Who told you tears is for weak people? No, who told you? You've been fighting tears. When you enter your closet, cry it. That you are crying does not mean you are weak. No, it doesn't mean you are weak. So in your secret,
when you cry, wipe your tears. Come out again as though nothing has happened. Lord, I'm strong. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I cannot give up now. I've come too far. I've come too far. I can't give up now. Hallelujah. Willing to look stupid for a moment. One scripture. Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord. This should be a word for someone. Don't be under pressure. Please help those people under the anointing. Let them be fine. He said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for who? For your uncle? For your brother? For your grandfather? Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways. The person who is prospering now is maneuvering his ways. He said, don't be disturbed. Don't fret because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Can you give it to us from the message? I want us to see something. Rest in the Lord. Be patient. Rest in him. Quiet down before God. Be prayerful before him. Don't bother with those who climb the ladder, who elbow their way to the top. You see it? There are those who are becoming great, not because God has brought their time. The Bible said they elbow their way to the top. Fight everybody, betray everybody, castigate and conspire against people simply because they want to be at the top. You see it? Next verse. Bridle your anger. Don't be angry. Trash your wrath. Cool your pipes. It only makes things worse. Next verse, my place of interest now. Before long, the crooks will be bankrupt. They are trying to use their means to get to the top. He said, it's just a matter of time. They are going to be bankrupt. And watch the next line. He said, those who have been investing in God are going to own the stores. God investors will own the store. We truly are the owner. It's just that God is still working on us. When our time comes, the Bible says we are the ones to own the store. You are the one to own the company. You are the one to own the venture. You are the one to own the estate. It's just a matter of time. Keep investing in God, waiting upon the Lord. They that wait. It can be painful to wait. We'll talk about this next week. Who told you it's cheap? No, who told you it's cheap to wait upon the Lord? That's why when a man has been able to patiently wait, in years to come, when you see him, you greet him and you are bowing. What you are bowing to is not the success he has. What you are bowing to was his strength to persevere. When others were falling away, he stood. Number three, what does it mean to wait upon the Lord? Refusing to compromise in order to arrive earlier than normal. Refusing to compromise your stand in order to arrive before time. I refuse to compromise. I will arrive at the time God has appointed. I refuse to compromise because I want a quick arrival. I refuse to compromise because I want a quick success, quick greatness. I refuse. I stand my ground. Jesus went through this. The book of Luke chapter 4. I think verse 5. Please give it to us. And if Jesus went through this, everybody will go through it. Everybody. It's not yet projected. Luke 4, 5. King James. You know, Jesus came in order to collect the keys of dominion back. Is that true? He came to get the keys of dominion back, to restore to us the kingdom. And then the Bible tells us that while he came, even Satan knew that that was the major assignment for his coming. And watch this. Satan came and tempted him. Let me just paraphrase the scripture if they are not there. Satan came to Jesus and tempted him. He said, all of these things, I own them. All of this kingdom you see, these are the things you came for. You came to collect the keys back. I own it. I know that these keys, you will get them eventually. But you don't have to go through this long process. If only you can bow now and worship me. Have you read that in your Bible? I will give the keys to you. If only you can bow. You came because of the keys. I understand. And the reason is because you want to restore all of this kingdom. I know that clearly. But you don't have to die. You don't have to. We can do a shortcut right now. Just compromise. And what's the compromise? Bow down and worship me. If you can worship me here and now, you don't have to. I will give you the keys. And that's exactly what Satan is doing to a lot of people. If you can compromise, you have it now. And let me tell you this. Whatever Satan promised to give you in 2 years to come is what God... Sorry, whatever Satan promised to give you now is what God will give you later. It's just an attempt to cripple your destiny. If Satan tells you, all right, do this and that, and you have it now, is exactly what God can give you later. In fact, it's in the blueprint. Satan has a clue. It's in the blueprint. He knew Jesus was coming to get the keys. But you don't have to die. Right now, I can give it to you. Just bow down. That's what he's doing to a lot of people. I think I've shared this sometimes, but one of our dear ladies was looking. I think she just finished secondary school, looking for something little to do before going to school. And she went to a shop, I think around this road, this express road. What job was it? POS. Is that the name of that thing? Where you go to transfer money, at times you won't even see the alert. Huh? The man told her, you will have the job, but lock this shop. I will have to sleep with you now. Then you get the job. I have a question. How much was the pay? 10,000 naira. This is Nigeria for you. You don't have to shout. This is Nigeria. If a job of 10,000, a man is asking to sleep with you before he gives you the job, what do you think will happen when it's a job of 50,000? Or when it's a job of 100,000? This is Nigeria. You enter somebody's office, he tells you, you have the job, but rub my back, I rub your back. It's amazing. I think it was just last week, a young man was sharing with me. Funny happenings around. His sister got a job. And then the man who is supposed to take the file to finance signatory to sign and all of those things said, come and stay in my house for a time before I take that file for signing. I'm married. I have a child. He said, I know you are married. I know you have a child. Come and stay. Let's stay together for a while. Let's do something. If not, that file will not be signed. Can you see Nigeria for you? And not just Nigeria, the world. Everywhere. Everything is trying to put pressure on people to compromise. Compromise. A man wants to marry you, tell you, all right, if I don't test, I won't marry you. This is the world we live in now. Is that not? Test what? Is he ice cream? You want to test? Test what? It's going to be your own. Is that not? So what? A sign that the man is not serious is that he wants it now. Because eventually it's going to be yours for a lifetime, whether you want it in the kitchen or at the balcony or under the table, but anywhere, it's going to be yours. So why rush it? This is the same principle. Satan is trying to give you now what God has for you tomorrow. So why is he insisting that he must give it to you now? That should ring a bell in your heart. It's because God has a plan for me. Why would Satan be hanging around me, forcing me to get some things now? I wait for the Lord. I choose to wait for him. It's like Satan coming to me and telling me, I will give you the anointing, this and that and that. I'm teaching right now. This teaching is not even related to the anointing. People are falling under the anointing. Which anointing are you going to give me? I know I'm anointed. I know I'm going to have whatever dimension God has promised. So I don't have to rush it. As our capacity grow, that's how the anointing grow to meet the need of people. You see, so I can't force my way into anything. No way, no way, no way. Never compromise. Never compromise.
For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. Choose the way of the Lord.
Number 4. Waiting on God also means a firm decision to have it God's way or not have it at all. A firm decision to have it God's way or not have it at all.
That's what it means. To wait upon the Lord means that it's a firm decision to have it God's way or not have it. If God cannot give it to me, may I never have it. If there is anything God cannot give me, may I not have it. I don't care what it is. I don't want to know what it is. If God cannot give it, let me not have it. It's a decision to have it God's way. Not by cutting and boycotting processes and bribing my way through. No. Hallelujah. So a firm decision. Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait. Job 14:14. I will wait until my change come. It looks to me like people were giving him counsel to do other things and use other means to get it done. Ah, Job, you know people here and there. Why not do this and that and that and that? He said, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait. I choose to wait. Change will always come. It will come. The responsibility is yours to wait. Yeah, wait. Hallelujah. If God is the one stretching you, Lord, help us to wait. Help us to wait. Number what now? I have two more and then we'll pray. To wait on the Lord means to engage every kingdom principles that commands results. To wait on the Lord means to engage every kingdom principle you know that commands results. To wait does not mean you just cross your leg and you are not doing anything. No. You sit down and say, all right, the Lord said we should wait on him. I'm waiting here till my change come. You don't do anything. You are not applying anything. You are just piling up knowledge. You are not trying anything. No, that's not what it means. To wait on him means to apply and engage every kingdom principle. I've been taught this, I apply it. I know this, I apply it until change comes. And you don't have to stop applying it until the desired result arrives. Because in this kingdom, that you prayed once and didn't see the answer doesn't mean you should stop. The Bible says, until the cloud be full of rain. Is that it? Ecclesiastes 11. Your cup will never overflow until it is filled. So you keep doing it. You keep applying it. You keep applying the principles. That's what it means to wait upon the Lord. The book of Isaiah 8. Let me show you two scriptures on this. Isaiah 8:17. And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob. I will wait upon the Lord that hide his face. And I will look for him. So what it means to wait on the Lord is actually to look for him. It's work. How many of you know that to wait upon the Lord is hard work? Believe me, it's not cheap. It's hard work. He's explaining what it means to wait on the Lord. He said to wait on him means to look for him. To wait on the Lord is not to sit and cross your. It means to look for him. Why? Because God can hide his face. That period he hides his face is for you to engage him. Engage the Lord. Look for him. Lord, until I find you, I'm not at peace. Is indeed a sign of waiting. Lord, until I find this dimension, I'm not resting. It's a time of waiting. It's a sign of waiting. I choose to wait. Lamentation 3. 3:25. Every time the Lord asks you to wait on him, is an opportunity to prepare for his supply. Believe me, an opportunity to prepare for his supply. The Lord is good unto them that what? That wait for him. To the soul that what? That's it again. He's telling you what it means to wait on the Lord. The other one, he said, look for him. Now he said, that seeks him. The Lord is good to him that wait for him and to the soul that seeks him. So, to wait is actually to seek the Lord. Next verse, 26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. And he showed us the time to do this. Verse 27. It is good for a man to bear his yoke. When? Wait for him now. In your youth. Wait for him now. Wait for him now.
wait for him now. In other words, look for him now. No matter what it takes, oh God, until I find you, I won't rest. This is the time. Look for him. Search for him. I've been praying for 5 years. I've not seen the result. Keep praying. You are waiting. I've been giving my tithe for 2 years. I've not seen the breakthrough. The one you are paying, where did you get the money from? Is that not? If you've been paying tithe for 2 years, you know, that's how people complain. I've been paying tithe for 2 years. I've not seen the breakthrough. So where did you get to keep paying? It means God has been blessing you in reality. Keep doing it. Keep applying the principle. Engage the principle. Engage God. It's a part of waiting. For me, I won't stop praying. There are prayer points, there are prayers rather. I've been praying since 2 years back. I don't think I'm close to dropping those prayers. No. I will keep praying. Because what we are seeing right now is the prayer of 4 or 5 years back. Are you aware? 2, 3, 4, 5 years back. The one we are praying now, give us 3 years. That's when you see that one. The one we are investing now, 2, 3 years to come, you will see the result all around. No, you will see it all around. And people will be amazed. How did this thing happen? It's an investment. Engaging God. I refuse to give up. I refuse to quit. One more and then we'll pray. What does it mean to wait upon the Lord? Refusing to make progress or take a step without Him. To wait upon the Lord means to refuse progress, refuse motion, refuse to take a step without Him. Lord, I refuse. Lord, if you are not going, I refuse. I won't take a step without you. Exodus 33, we know the story. Verse 12. Selamana no shaya. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest to me, bring up these people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, bring out these people. Okay, sorry, thou hast said, I found grace in thy sight. Then give us verse 15. Media, the Lord help you in Jesus' name. 15. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, go not with us. Don't even carry us from here. Don't think about it. We are not moving. If your glory is not going with us, we won't make progress. We will wait here. We will wait. And verse 14, the Lord told him, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. My presence will go with you. We're going to pray using this place this evening. I know there are a lot of us who have ventured into a lot of things and God was not even backing you. He was not even part of it. But you just wanted it by all means. And hope you know, especially for those of you, I know we all live in this house, Abuja. How many of you know that in Abuja there is false life? Is it true? False life. If you want to blend with the people in Abuja, you will soon die. False life. False ministry. False. We went to one program one time. Protocols. We didn't go to preach. We just went to be blessed. And I dressed, wore my trouser, my long sleeve, and then just packaged myself like this. I wanted to go free and be blessed. Protocols packaged themselves with suits. I said, who are you following like this? We are not even going to preach. Guess what? When we arrived, they ushered our protocols to the front line. And then say me that was wearing long sleeve and trousers should go to. You know, you see it. Packaging. There's nothing wrong with packaging except that you are packaging and there's no content inside. And this is exactly the kind of things they are doing. You see them come packaged with suit. So depending on the kind of electric suit you wear, front line, you that come with normal. They say you don't have anything. Sit at the back, extreme back. In my mind, I said, my God, I said, I'm even comfortable here. Let me sit here and receive. So they took them to the front. I was looking at them. They were looking at me. We're laughing. I said, hey, Abuja life. Packaging. pack, and that's what most young people around this artist are doing now. You want to start ministry, the first thing you're asking, is there any powerful hall here we can rent? Rent a hall, decorate it, put light, sound, speakers, and this. You don't even want to go through the process. Yeah, may you collide the God that I met. The one that I met, but the one that is training me, may you collide with him. I hope he's the one calling you. Because eventually, one day will come, you don't even have money to pay for the rent. That's when you will know you are supposed to start from a primary school. It's not a prophecy. I mean, that's when you will know that process is required. So we package and do everything. Whether God is going with us or not, we don't care. Let's just begin. Let's start. And at the end, you see the frustration. You see the frustration. If you are here and God is calling you, the first thing to think about is not hall. The first thing is his presence. Huh? The first thing to think about is not hall. What is hall? You will always find a hall somewhere. You will always find a hall somewhere. Yesterday I was talking, was yesterday one of these days, talking with a man who just called from somewhere. He said, man of God, I just called you. And I'm usually amazed. Guess what? That I was working with a minister. I now decided it's time to go and start my own. So it's now a decision. It's now a decision. After gathering money, I now decided it's time to go and start up. So you were working with a ministry to gather money so that you can rent a hall and buy speakers. Did God tell you his presence will go with you? No, was there assurance? Because when that money finished, you gathered, you are going to need the person who sent you. You see the kind of things we do? If you are here and you are hearing me, refuse to make progress. Refuse to. I was listening to, you know, we can watch our fathers and not know what gave them that greatness or that fortitude to rise to that height. I was listening to one of them. Guess what? He said, each time I want to take a major decision in this ministry, I can retreat for 5 days until God speaks. I'm not doing anything. I said, you see this? That's the secret. Then we young people can just arise to the ends of the earth. Where is anointing oil? Give me 2 bottles. Oh yeah. Where's my suit? Is it iron? Then you wear it, electric shoes. The tie is reflecting and calling people's name. And you arrive thinking, it's just a matter of time, oh. It's just time, oh. It's just time. Refuse. Moses said, if your presence is not going with us, don't even think about it. I'm not leaving this place. This is God sending a man self. Will God send you and not go with you? And if you read the earlier verses, the Lord promised that my angels will go with you. I think if you are with the one, I would have been satisfied. Lord, your angels, all right, let's move. But Moses turned around and made it look like God have not said anything in verse 2 and 3. He said, Lord, forget about those angels. Who is going with us? I want to know again. If your presence is not going, forget about the journey. We are not moving. Forget about the journey. We are here. Captivity continue. Because it is greater captivity to move without him. Yeah, if you think you are in captivity now, it's a greater one to move without him. So he said, my presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. Because that's what his presence brings. Rest. After he had trained you, after you've waited for a long while, what he gives you eventually is called rest. That's the name given to it. Rest. 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 And rest does not mean there are no challenges, but it means you are prepared to face the challenge and conquer. You have been equipped. You've been fortified. You've been wired to face every challenge in life, in ministry, in business, in academics. You've been fortified to face it and conquer. Don't just seek to be a winner. Please, become a champion. Become a champion. Stay with the Lord until you are equipped to become a champion. A champion is different from a winner. If you win one game, you are called a winner. If you arrive at the end and take the trophy, what do we call you? Champion. Fight your way through. When God is backing you, never move without him. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you. Oh. Pressure of this age. Refuse the pressure. It might be painful that God is keeping you, but if you can wait, if you can stay, if you can wait, if you can stay, it's usually rewarding, eternally rewarding. If you can stay with Him, believe me, it will be eternally rewarding. So no matter the pressure society tries to put on you, no matter the pressure family, no matter the pressure friends, refuse it. Lord, I wait. Lord, I stay. Let your time come for me. Let your time arrive. Hallelujah. Because it's a day that wait will renew their strength. We'll talk about that next week. Renew their strength. They will mount up with wings. They will run. They will fly. They will walk. Whenever you are able to wait for Him, there is no way you will make progress. No way. It's either you walk or you run or you soar. But one must happen. After waiting on the Lord, progress is inevitable. Believe me, inevitable. If it was the Lord we're waiting for, we'll consider this next week. If it was the Lord we're waiting for, progress is inevitable. So I bring you a word to those of you who feel you are behind. If your being behind is a result of demonic orchestration, by this teaching, we decree that let it be waved off. Let it be waved off in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if your delay is part of God's orchestration to build and fortify you, the prayer is that may God endorse you with grace. The ability to go through the classes in the spirit and come out sound in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we pray this night? Because the Lord is going to give a lot of us strength tonight. Of course, many of us are already strengthened by the word of God. Please be on your feet. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I thank you for your word and I choose to wait. Thank you for your word and I choose to wait. Thank you for your word and I choose to wait. Come and talk to the Lord. Shala barada basina no sha la na 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 sea da da la na no sa ya 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 shala barira. Come on, bless His name, give Him praise. Shala barira la la barira da da da. Lift your hands and bless His name, give Him praise. Lord, I wait on you. Come and bless His name. Lord, we worship you. La barade shada. La barade adado shada. La barada. La barada. Shena non samarade la barada la barada la cabarasa poco shoto poco siladaya
Leke de barada baba baira mata shinda la tata. Raka baba shikete beke barala da 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 da. Shalona da do, sharada de da da, Lord, I choose to wait. Yala na barada, shada de da da. She na 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 da da da. Shada da da da. Shada da 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 de da. Shada da da. Oh oh. Come on, the Lord is renewing the strength of people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray one prayer, but I hope you are mature, because when you pray this prayer, it's really going to work. It might be disturbing now, but God is going to be bringing a consolation. Hallelujah. You know, this is one of the reasons people go into Yahoo. Is it Yahoo they call it? And guess what? I think I've shared with you that thing they call Yahoo. Yahoo boys, right? It's the only boys that are doing it. Yahoo girls. Ba? Guess what? I used to think it was just defrauding people through internet. I didn't know that it was witchcraft. Huh? No. Until a pastor friend came and told me he traveled to his place. You know, it's raining now in the south. And even his brother, his younger brother, was in it. That they go to Ghana to bat them with something is a demonic thing that is planted. Even the president of Ghana was warning Nigerians that in the next 10 years, the way Nigeria will be is that there will be few young people around, because they only look for people between the age of 16, 17 to 30. If you are up to 30, you're over age. That drug cannot work for you. So in case you are thinking of it and you are 30, outdated. Just stay with the Lord until your breakthrough comes. Stay with the Lord until your time comes. They want, what's even the revelation behind looking for young people? You see, just the way God is equipping young people, Satan too knows. It's about a generation. It's not about you as a person. It's about a generation. So never be under pressure. I choose to wait. You see me? I think I'm one of the young person that refuse and has refused to be under pressure by anybody. If I see you doing something that challenges me, I celebrate you, and I know that there is a possibility of me getting there too. Do you understand? That you got there means I can get there too. If only I can be patient with the principles, patient with God. A lot of people are not patient with God. They are not patient with God. David, most of our prayers are even complaining. Oh God, are you not watching? Did he tell you he went blind? He's watching. You're going to pray one prayer. Lord, until the day you feel I'm qualified, keep me under training. Huh? I know you've told me I'm going to be a billionaire. Thank you for the word. But until the day you are sure that when the billions come, I won't leave you. Do you get the point? Watch this. Don't just start praying first. Listen. There are a lot of people already, the word over you is you are going to have it. It's too late to doubt it. You know it. You've seen it in dreams. Prophecies have come. You've heard it. You've read it in the word of God. There is already every guarantee. But the problem now is, if God give it to you now, he won't see you again. You look innocent, but he won't see you again. So this is going to be the prayer. Lord, I'm not doubting you. I know it's going to come. But until you know you can bless me and have me, do you understand? Until you know that you can bless me and still have me, let it not come. Keep me under training. Work on me. Work on me. Keep building me.
I don't know if you understand this, but lift your voice and pray. Lord, I can never be in a hurry. Lord, I'm not in a haste. Lord, I'm not in a haste. Until you can bless me and still have me, until you can lift me and still have me, until you can anoint me and still have me, may I not get it yet. Lord, work on me and equip me, that the day I get married, I will still love you and not complain. The day I am anointed, I will still love you and not complain. When I finally get the job, I will still love you. When I finally get the connection to fly abroad, I will still love you. When the person that promised me a breakthrough brings the breakthrough, I will still stand. Lord, work on me. Shabarakabalateke. Mighty name we pray. Listen, we're going to pray one more prayer in 1 minute. I was listening to Benny Hinn. Let me tell you something he said. But watch this carefully. The reason we are praying this prayer is that God should not give you that husband, and the next thing you say is because of your children. That's why I'm no longer prayerful. I used to pray until I now had 2 children. That's what I'm talking about now. Now you've gotten the connection. You've gone abroad. You are now there prospering. All of a sudden, you don't attend church. Why are you not here? The nature of my job. You see it? I want you to pray this deliberately. Watch it. Benny Hinn said many pastors have been fired. They don't even know they are fired. When I heard it, I withdrew. He said a lot of pastors have been fired. It means they have been sacked by God. They don't even know they've been sacked. Young music minister, that's exactly it. Now your song one comes and you blow. You are everywhere. That's the word you use. You are now blow. I mean, you've blown. You are everywhere. Every poster is your name. Everywhere. The question is, will you still have time of intimacy with God? Because let me tell you, a lot of music ministers and even word ministers in Nigeria have been fired by God. They don't even know. They keep charging people and collecting honorarium, thinking God is with them. He has left since. I mean since. I made a vow to the Lord. Even while I still used to play the keyboard and sing. I didn't even know I was going to be a preacher like this. I used to play the keyboard and sing. I made a vow to the Lord. I will never charge anybody. You invite me for a program. I ask you, how much will you pay? Am I crazy? There are a lot of people right now. They invite you for a program. You tell them 200,000. Are you playing? And you come and sing for 15 minutes and then you go and they give you 200,000. If they give it to you like that as honorarium, it's understood. But now you are the one charging them. You see what is making God? It's almost like God is not lifting people again, because a lot of people have disappointed him. Now he's watching to see who truly has been trained. One happened in the campus there. Some fellowship officials came to my room almost crying. He said, Apostle wanted to invite a music minister from this Abuja here. He charged us, I think, 150,000. We begged him. He said, all right, because you are a student, 150. And he said, send 50,000 to my account before I come. They sent the 50,000 naira. The man didn't come for the program. Oh, yeah, refund the 50,000. Till today, he has not refunded it. These are students. A little fellowship. Till today. And they still invite him and he charges people. Question you. You look like you won't do it. Your home might not be ministry. It could be something else. Don't just conclude now and tell yourself, I know myself. Brother, the way God is suspecting some of you, I even think you yourself is suspecting yourself. You're going to pray one more prayer. Lord, I'm not exactly saying I am qualified. But Lord, whatever it takes, whatever you can do in a man, please do on me so that you can trust me. Do you understand? Whatever you can do in a man to trust him, please do it in me. I don't want you to distrust me. whatever you can do in a man, I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself. But oh God, I know you are going to lift me. I know the breakthrough will come. But Lord, whatever it will take for you to trust me, walk on me. Do that work in my inside. Do that work in me. Lord, please don't pity me. Walk on me until I'm well equipped and prepared. Aya kabarata bakoso peleke bia. I know you are going far, but oh God, walk on me to a point you can trust me. Don't allow me to just keep making progress like that. Kabaraso peke tila barata ya. Lord, walk on me until you can trust me. 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 Baba Shina Namu Shalaria Shabaria Shabaria Shaba Kabarada Bata Sublendi Shabrete Debre Sublendi. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray with us, but listen carefully. Listen. We're already behind time. Listen. Let it not be that your quest after God is being driven by lust for something. When you get back home, I think this should be a prayer you keep praying. Because there are a lot of people, the reason they are asking God for that fame, for that lifting, there is this lust behind it. That quest, that staying in the place of prayer is championed by a lust deep rooted in the inside. Lord, if you can give me this, and I'm everywhere, at least when they invite me, they can give me millions or give me thousands. At least people can sow seed into my life. Let it not be the motive. Let it never be the motive. Lord, at least if you lift me, all my neighbors will know. Let it never be the motive. Let it never be the motive. Lord, can't you see? If I'm married now, at least people who are looking down on me will not look down on me again. Is that the reason? Is that the reason you want to get married? Then you are not ready. It's just to intimidate people and make them now know that you are married too. That should not be the reason. Lord, work on us. Whatever you intend to give us, ensure we are prepared to handle it. Ensure we are prepared to handle it. We refuse to run out of things prematurely. We refuse to run into things prematurely. Lift your hands wherever you are. Let me just speak over our lives. I see the Lord giving people strength. Blow, blow, blow like the mighty wind. Don't sing. Just lift your hands. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow like the mighty wind. The Lord is empowering people. You're the spirit that gives victory. Help her. Please cover us with your wings. The Lord is giving strength to the faint. Please blow like the mighty wind, Spirit that gives men victory. Will you cover us with the wings? Yeah, blow like the mighty wind. You're the Spirit that gives men victory. Help the person at the back there. Will you cover us with your wings? Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na. Blow like the mighty wind, Spirit that gives men the fortitude to rise. Will you cover us with your wing? Please cover us with your wing. 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 Cover us with your wings. Cover us with your wings. Shala mana ne na da. Shala da 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 ya. Ah yeah, God is delivering into the spirit of people strength to be victorious. To be victorious. You will go through this season. But listen, you are coming out sound. You are coming out sound. You are coming out victorious. You are coming out victorious. Kabbalah Sabaroshataya. Will you cover us with your wings? Hallelujah. Please reduce the strings. Can you just lift your hands? Let me speak over us and we are done tonight. Father, look at everyone in this auditorium, even those outside. I'm praying tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus that let there be a transmission of strength, spiritual strength. Each time the word of God comes like this, it comes with an, help that lady, it comes with an empowerment. Let there be a transmission of strength. Let there be a transmission of spiritual strength. I know the moment could be tough for others. And for some of you, you just came out of that season. For some of you, you are going into it. I pray that you will never fall. You will never fail. You are going to face this season with grace. And you are coming out victorious. You are coming out victorious. You are coming out victorious. And listen, there are a lot of you. God is communicating and allocating great estate to you. I pray that whatever makes God trust people, may He do it in your spirit. God doesn't trust you because you've been a Christian for 30 years. My brother, that's not it. There is something He does in your inside that qualifies you. I pray that whatever God do in the spirit of men that makes Him trust them, may God do it in your inside. All the prophetic words, the dreams, the visions that have been spoken over your life, listen, none of it will fall to the ground. None of it will fall to the ground. None of it will fall to the ground. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. I'm speaking over you as the priest over this house. Whatever it takes for God to trust men, whatever equipping, whatever preparation, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may God do it in your inside. And may everything He has spoken about your life come to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Two more things I want to speak over your life. I hope you value the word of God in this place. Because as I'm speaking, that's already it. Whether you are falling or not, just ensure you are receiving something. Listen. It takes a high level of spiritual maturity and capacity to handle greatness. And I pray that even if you feel like leaving the Lord behind, may He hold your legs. I mean, now is your decision to leave Him behind, to elbow your way up. I pray that may God hold your legs. And listen, I will tell you why I'm praying this prayer. It might not be easy and funny, but listen to why I'm praying it. It's because of the generation of people whose life are tied to you. There are a lot of you. If something happened to you now, thousands of people will suffer it. It's not about you again. It's not even about your immediate family. There are a lot of people tied to your life. Help this lady. And I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever it takes, may God keep you, hold your legs until you are fully equipped and prepared. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And finally, the wisdom required to manage greatness. Listen, this teaching is about waiting, but in reality, it's about success. For those of you who are mature, this teaching is really about success. It's really about greatness. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the wisdom that is required to manage every level God brings you. Because listen, there are those God can take to a level and before you know they drop. For you, your case will be different. The wisdom required to manage every level, may it be released into your spirit. May it be released into your spirit. And until your time for graduation, may you not graduate prematurely. May you not graduate prematurely. Please just be still for 1 minute. Please, gospel, play the strings. 1 minute. Father, thank you. On Christ, don't sing. The solid rock we stand, all of the ground is sinking stone. We choose to stand on Christ. All of the ground is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. We refuse to move without you. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. We refuse to run faster and we refuse to be left behind. All of the ground is sinking sand. May God plant your feet. Listen, the Lord is looking up to you. I'm talking to everybody. The Lord is looking up to you. You in particular. You in particular, He's looking up to you. You are not just the one looking up to Him. He's looking up to you. There is so much that is tied to your life. Why do you think Satan is so much against bringing challenges and things here and there? God has something over your life. You can't afford to give up. You can't afford to. You can't afford to. And whatever it takes for you to stand, whatever it takes, tonight is being released in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please, while everybody stand, those who are still under the anointing, just allow them quietly. You know you are here, you are not born again, or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please, we'll just restrict movement. We'll soon be done. You are here like that. You know your ways are not right. You heard the word of God, and somehow you can hear the Lord talking to you in the inside, telling you it's time for you to respond to Him.
or it's time to rededicate your life to Him. Please, wherever you are, I'm going to sing this song again two more times. The Lord is still blessing people two more times. I want you to just walk forward and come. God bless you, my brother. He's already coming. Please come.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand.
If you're coming, come, help the people there behind.
All of the ground.
If you're coming, come. The Lord is talking to you to surrender tonight. Please come. Surrender, or you are rededicating your life. Please come.
All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand.
Those of you who are kneeling here, can you just pray after me? Say, dear Jesus, this evening I come to you. I ask for mercy. Forgive me all my sins. From tonight, I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. I'm born again. Forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Father, I pray for these precious people. May your grace keep and preserve them. I break the yoke and the addictions of life that has limited you. I decree from now that the grace of God be sufficient for you. May He keep you, lift you, and make you become the desire of the Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please, you just go with them and attend to them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FWEIAJS, or you could visit us on our Telegram page, Family Worship Experience International. You could contact us on 0817-401-2939.